My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
See, I got this photogenic memory.
Yeah.
It's photographic. I did that on purpose.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Matt Stein, Matt Stahl, the Guru Johnson. Now joined by Mark Willard and Dan Dibley. It is the crossover, and you know what that means. It's time to remind you that it's tick season. Mm-hmm. Lyme disease, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but it can be transmitted through the bite of infected ticks. That's a fact. Visit ATCO Pest Control's website today to learn more and take control at ATCOPestControl.com. Welcome, gents.
Steiny.
Yeah, this will be his last one for a week. Yeah. He's on vacation.
Mark, too. Mark's in the same boat.
Aloha, gentlemen.
It means goodbye.
I won't be listening.
Aloha means goodbye, is what it means.
Yes. So, in other words, Mark Willard and I will be as far apart from each other as we've ever been next week.
Which is hard to do.
Probably about, 14,000 miles apart.
You're going 11 time zones.
London. Yeah. You're going to London. Yeah, okay. Yeah, perfect. Miles from ordinary. I can't
wait. Next week, Dibs?
Who do I have?
Yeah, I got
I've
Evan.
Got Grandy and FP for the first three days. It's a trade deadline radio for us.
Or sale deadline for the Giants.
Well, trade deadline, so they'll either buy or they'll sell, and we'll get into that today, and we're going to talk about all of the different machinations, and it feels like these next 4 days are huge, but it also feels like these next 4 days don't matter at all.
After Nick Ahmed hit that homer, I said, this is the defining
point. They call that the nadir.
This is too...
which means the low point.
This is too simplistic, mm-hmm. But what would you do if you were him? And if I offer you this, right? Alex Pavlovich said yesterday, there are people in the organization who need to make the playoffs. Okay. We know who he's talking about. All right, so if you're Farhan and you need to make the playoffs, you know damn well the smart thing to do right now
is go shopping.
Is to sell. No, not to shop. The organizational thing to do right now is to realize you're not a good baseball team and that there will be teams out there dying to have Blake Snell.
But how does that benefit him if he's going to get run?
So what would you do?
I would buy. I would give, in one last ditch effort.
If I were the owner, I would deny your transaction.
Oh, okay, there you go. All right, you take the keys, basically.
Well, no, because I don't want anyone with the last name Johnson ever making any baseball decisions in this town. Ever. Ever. Any decisions.
Daryl Johnson.
Yeah, like Daryl the Guru.
That hurts.
Yeah.
Thought they had actually, a Fasoli problem.
No, him too. I don't want him running. I don't want you running the Giants. Anyway.
Oh.
Right? But no, what would you do?
Well, let me throw this at you because we know he got a 2-year extension in October.
Yeah.
Do you think in any way they gave him that because it is a look, you still have a year and a half. So you still got to do what's right by us because whether we get rid of you or not, you're still getting paid the year after you get fired. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not saying that anyone's going to go rogue and start doing things they're not allowed to do or whatever. But him getting an extension last year, I think, was PR.
Okay.
I think that was PR.
And BS.
You know, they want.
Well, you don't want to go into that offseason with a guy who is on a lame duck contract. So if you're Ohtani and you're looking to even think about coming here, you don't want to have a president of baseball ops who is in his last year of the deal. So it is window dressing.
Yeah.
It's PR.
They want to line it up, too. They want to line it up with Boston.
I don't know. And I heard Alex say that.
Until the season's over, I'm not going to say. Right now, it ain't looking good. It doesn't look good.
And you guys are going to all laugh and scoff, but this is the beauty of baseball. The math is still there for them to make the run.
Yeah.
It's just they can't hit with 11 for 54 since the All-Star break.
The math is still position. There.
36 and 22.
Yeah, and Farhan's doing none of that.
36 and 22.
He doesn't hit dibs. He doesn't miss fly balls. One dropped the game that they won the other night.
Steiny, if you want to talk about math, we're just going to talk about mathematics.
Yeah.
The math is there.
But
are they good enough to make the math come to fruition? Probably not. But the math. Don't you get it, Steiny?
I do.
We're talking about math.
Wait a minute, but what does that
mean?
We're
talking about math.
But what if there were 37 games left and they needed to win 36?
Then we'd be in the fourth quarter of the
math.
The math
would
right
still
now,
be there, yes.
Okay, well, then that's an absurd point.
Yeah. It's not absurd.
It is.
No, because the math is the math. Now, no, that sort of a math would be like you winning the lottery.
But I'd argue the math right now is highly unlikely. But it's not absurd.
But if you start taking care of your business, Willard.
Going 36-1, that's absurd.
Right. Correct.
That doesn't have so.
But
so
the math is still there.
Right. But
why do you think people play the lottery?
Well,
because the math is there.
But then I'd argue
you
that's
get
not,
it, right?
Yes, but I'd argue.
Don't you get it?
Stop.
Do you get that it's an uninteresting point?
No.
It's not an interesting point to say the math.
It's not a point. It's reality.
You have
exactly.
There has to be another sentence there.
Oh, they got to win.
No, you can't go, the math is still there. They can go 36-1.
We're not talking about 36-1.
No, but if you're
19-9.
If the math is still there because they need to go 36-22, .. what are you saying? What would you do? Do you think that's realistic, unrealistic?
Like, oh, no,
if the math is still going to be there.
You could still go out and win a damn game.
No, but if the math
it's not a must win tonight.
No, but Dibs, come on.
If
the math is still there until you're actually mathematically eliminated, that's not an interesting point today.
Well, today, it's interesting because the math is still there.
Well, what are you saying?
What I'm saying is you sweep Colorado. And
but that's what they're not
this?
Doing.
No, or are you just throwing out something that's like a factoid?
I don't think that they're going to sweep Colorado.
But if you sweep Colorado,
it changes your opinion as an organization. Yeah. Absolutely, it does.
Well, okay. One 7-game winning streak away from the map, everything looking a bit different.
You still have a losing record at the trade deadline. You would likely still be ahead of maybe 4 teams in the whole league.
Right. You're probably only 3.5 out of the wild card. Maybe 4, depending on what the teams ahead of you do.
If you won those games.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you're 3.5 out, but there's also, 8 teams.
Sure.
That's where I think the math
may work,
but barely.
I'm not arguing.
Well, you have 7 more games with the Padres. They're ahead of you.
I'm not arguing.
You hold the tiebreaker over the Cubs. They're ahead of you. You hold the tiebreaker over the Mets, they're ahead of you. So there are things about the math
that
favor you.
What are the two of you suggesting?
I'm suggesting if you win 4 games.
No. What are you feeling?
I'm telling you what I'm feeling.
You're giving me numbers. What does Dan Dibley
think? Oh, this team stinks.
Okay.
This team stinks.
What are we doing?
And I'm right behind them.
We're talking about the math, because the math is there.
Yeah, that Willard, that's
all right, he's smiling.
We all agree.
I mean,
Will,
this guy. Okay.
But the
of all people to give up on
there.
His team.
Oh, you own this
Captain
guy.
Captain White Flag?
Yeah, you guys all enjoyed math class in high school, right? You went early and stayed late?
I got a D+ in pre-calc.
Tell me what the heck you guys. What are you feeling?
What do you think?
This is bad.
Okay. What would you do this weekend?
I'd sell it all. They stink.
Thank you.
But if I'm out of here, the math is there, though, Mark.
I'm buying. If I know I'm out of here,
to hell with your future.
Now that's
going all in.
They're
right
not going to let him do that if they don't believe.
Exactly. Right. Which is why I would bet that the real thing that's going to happen this weekend is nothing.
Wow, man.
You mean
nothing?
What do you mean? Trade-wise?
Nothing.
Or
very little.
Or play-wise?
No, trade-wise.
When's the deadline? Next Friday?
No.
Tuesday.
Yep, the 30th.
Oh.
These four games are it.
Yep.
Tuesday, brother. They play the A's after the deadline's over.
I guess the question then becomes, is there anything they can do in the next four games that's going to make you change your opinion? And my answer would be
not really. The Colorado Rockies are in town. Right. They win all four, and now you're going to tell me, oh, we got something.
But they're not. Guru will. What makes me mad, they didn't hold up their end of the bargain.
Correct.
They haven't won more than four games.
Correct.
Like,
why do you always argue against yourself?
I'm just keeping it real. Like, that's
the math's not there. It's not really there.
It's,
well, I mean,
the component that's most important is them winning games is not there. That's their fault.
Exactly, Goo. The only thing that is there is the math.
That's
are they good enough? No. And you know what the other thing is that's there is the schedule. They have the easiest schedule the rest of the way. But the overarching thing, the rat on the table, brought to you by Atco, and I'll tell you what's bugging me in 5 minutes if we're still doing that bit.
Always.
And I'm looking forward to it. But
I always forget.
The rat on the table is that this team is not good enough to do. Second rat. Thank you, Mark. This team's not good enough to really do anything to make the math actually a factor. And that's the opinion.
And the worst part of this season, and it's one sample size for Robbie Ray, is you could have possibly been lined up with Webb in a series, Snell, and that Robbie Ray that pitched against the Dodgers. That's the one, to me, is the baseball version of Macbeth. Who would want to
You haven't even read Macbeth.
Please. Listen
it's
to
a tragedy.
Don't laugh at that. I read it. To Kill a Mockingbird, Boo Radley. I got that, too.
Nice job.
But think about laughing. Those three. Willard, I don't read books. Snell. Your boy Webb and Robbie Ray.
Either Bags or Slusser said that it was overheard at Dodger Stadium this week where one of their coaches went over to the Giants, calisthenics or whatever, and they were talking real loud. And the point was brought up that they don't see each other anymore for the rest of the year, which is stupid and a completely different point. But the Dodger coach was overheard saying, thank God, we have no interest in facing that pitching the rest of the way.
That's what
their
makes
pitching
this
staff
worse.
Has a lot of.
That's what
they're
makes
looking forward
this
to
worse,
pitching
man.
Against the Giants.
What? That's what makes this worse.
I mean, look, what's going to happen? What should happen? What about this question? Forget just there's the next four games, but then there's also the rest of the season. Is there anything Farhan can do to save it?
I think the
Is there anything Farhan can do to win you back?
Wow. What are they now, 49 and 55?
Correct.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Anything? Is there anything between now and the final game of the year?
I'm going to be honest, Mark.
That wins Farhan back for any individual?
I'm going to say no, but it's been abundantly clear that he's not out there striking out with runners and score. I'm more mad at the players than I am Farhan.
I've
never been in on the dude. I'm watching these guys fail and flail every other night. Now you can't even catch fly balls, even when you win a game. That's not Farhan's fault.
It's not even just that. I would argue that if I've had these conversations with people who aren't emotionally attached to the Giants. I'm emotionally attached to the Giants. those who are not emotionally attached would look at this and go, well, wait a minute, why is this coming to a head now? Jung-Hoo Lee ran into a fence. Is that Farhan's fault? Blake Snell had double adductor strains. Is that Farhan's fault? Alex Cobb had double setbacks.
Is that
Farhan's fault? Are outfielders in the major leagues don't catch fly balls? Is that Farhan's fault? Is Lamont Wade's hamstring, is that Farhan's fault? And then what about the players that just, there's no way in hell you would have seen that coming. Jorge Soler now can't hit a breaking ball, and Tyro Estrada's the worst second baseman in the league.
Man,
who the hell saw that coming? Now, none of those things are excuses, because the seeds of Farhan's problems were planted a long time ago.
What was the first one?
Oh, well, there's just a complete and total disconnect between Farhan and the clubhouse. And we've now reached a spot where the clubhouse thinks he doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, you can hear it. All you got to do is listen to any Giants broadcaster. I don't want to sell them down the road, but you can hear it.
Man.
Yeah, Dave Fleming this morning on the road.
How despondent was he?
Listen to any game or any interview with any of them. They all are, they're done. They're done. They're
I'm
done.
I'm laughing, but I'm not that. They are.
The word in his title is operations. He is the president of the operations, and nobody likes the operation anymore. So this signing, that signing, Soler, Snell, that's not his fault. We liked that when he did it. We loved it. We were all in on that. But the operation, you know, Fleming's point this morning is a really layered, brilliant one, okay? You want to send down your 12-year-old rookie who struck out 12 in Colorado. You want to send him to San Jose the next day. That's already a bad enough optic. But then when you replace him with Seattle scraps than Spencer Bivens, who is an unbelievable story, who has come up and fist-pumped Ohtani and had really feel-good moments, like moments that fans like. And you give us Mike Bauman, that's operations, and it's a bad operation. Just brutal.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Hey, it's time for the What's Bugging You segment, sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. What's bugging you? Who wants to start?
You said you had a good one. You go.
I didn't say I had a good one.
Well, the guy's going on vacation. You and Willer go. Let me and Dibs will finish.
All right. Well, maybe I'll change my mind.
This boy, lights, camera.
So I understand that there are sometimes names out there that are difficult to pronounce. And I understand that sometimes a name doesn't spill right off the tongue.
It's Pajemski.
But to me, when you purposely mispronounce somebody's name, or you purposely denigrate that name by saying something that you know it isn't, I think that's about the height of disrespect. I do.
And I saw your Facebook post. Actually, my wife alerted me to it and said, have you seen what's on Facebook? And I said, oh God, what? And she shows me, and it's your status report saying this very thing. And all I could think about is, who hurt you?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Please.
I once knew a guy, and his last name was Coughlin. Coughlin.
Yeah. I know him.
Yeah, Tim.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Red.
Any relation to Natalie?
I don't know. But Tim used to work at TNB in San Rafael with my brother.
Love TNB.
So I thought it was funny to call him Coughlin.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's Coughlin. Mm. And about a year later, I'm talking to a common friend, and I said, hey, how's Timmy? And he's like, what do you care? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, he can't stand you. I'm like, why? He goes, dude, you called him Coughlin. You're making fun of his name. It's Coughlin. And ever since that moment, I did a 180.
Oh, so you were talking to yourself on that post?
Basically, yeah. But I don't like when I see it now done to others.
Did you see it done somewhere?
And was it done to you yesterday?
No, it's done to our new presidential nominee. I don't care about politics.
Kamala?
Exactly. I think that's disrespectful. Oh. I think the one thing we owe everybody in this society is to try to say their name right.
I thought somebody hit you with the Steen Mets yesterday.
Well, some have.
Yeah.
Yeah, some have.
Or next time you make a Warriors prediction, what if we were like Matt Stein Betts? Yeah. Like, what if we did that? You wouldn't like it?
If it were an honest mistake, like, okay, when James Wiseman said, you're coming back to Steenie and Guru.
That's
funny. Honest.
He didn't know my name's Steiny. He just made a mistake.
I like it when Steph Curry called me Lillard. Yeah. I'd love Lillard's contract. I trade contracts with Lillard right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just think it's important.
I'm glad you brought that to light.
Name right.
Because my wife, as I was leaving today, Supper, who you know very well, she said, are you going to ask Steiny about his Facebook post? And I said, honey, no, I'm not going to bring.
She actually called you Heiny. But
that's been called.
That's a two wheel.
I mean, she's known Steiny as long as she's known me, basically. But I wasn't going to bring it up. But now that you did, I'm glad you did, because now I have clarity as to your predicament. Yeah. Thank you.
What are you boomers doing on Facebook?
I disrespected
a
guy's name, and I realized that's stupid.
He couldn't stand you, and you never knew.
He probably still can.
Wow, you know what? I personally think Tim's too sensitive, but that's just me.
Nah.
Yeah, why didn't you tell him or alert him? Hey, bucko, you call me that again.
You know what? Because back then, I was probably such a tool that I would have continued to say it the wrong way.
Can I do
good effort to try to get their names right. Doesn't mean you won't slip up. But you owe them the effort to get the name right.
I want to do a whimsical, stupid one. This isn't actually like bugging me, but I bet like everybody has experienced this, and it got me on the way to work because it was one of 18 things that happened today that should have taken 5 minutes that took 20.
Right.
And so I was it's just one of those days. Everything is behind. My day got torpedoed. We've reached the point, though, where everything is done so much on mobile apps and phones and pre-orders that if you still go inside an operation, if you go inside a store to get something,
go ahead, man.
You look like you're first in line and you're 30th. You're 30th.
Chipotle.
I just needed to pick up my daughter's prescription and there was no one there. 8 employees sitting there looking at I don't know what. They're on computers. They're at windows. There's drive-thrus. There's people who are ordering things. This happens at the coffee shop, obviously, too. Look, whatever. I get it. I'm usually app guy, too. But shout out to the people who are standing in line who think they're first and they're 30th. I'm sorry.
Wow, man.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Will.
It's real. It's real.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it's one that I could do any day of the week. But today, I'm fresh off a visit to Dr. Cavalli. Listener, he's a P1. My dentist. Great guy, great dentist. And we do the same dance every 6 months. About halfway through, when he's scraping the tartar off my teeth, he hits me with the same question. And it's like, Doc, you know the answer.
You know me, Doc.
You know me, Doc. You know I don't floss. So every time it's, have you been flossing this year? No, Doc.
This year?
I mean, in 6 months. I was there 6 months ago. And I was actually on the air yesterday when the call came in.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, my God, my dentist is calling, which means I have an appointment the next day because they always, Deanna, who is CeCe Sabathia's cousin, by the way, unrelated to this story. But she gives me the day before call. And thank you, Deanna, because you know I always forget. But today, he gives me the same thing of, do you floss? Come on, Doc, you know I don't floss. And it had me thinking, what's bugging me is the idea of flossing. There's got to be a better way. There's got to be an easier way. And I know they have that little device now that you can...
Water pick.
But
it's called a water pick.
The water pick does not do what flossing does. Man. It's close, but
my dentist
even
disagrees
a water
with
pick.
You.
So I'm going to put the water... I'm going to water pick.
No, your mirror's going to be covered. It's going to look like an ocean by the time
you're
done.
The whole thing is so ridiculous. There's got to be a better way than me grabbing this wire and... And, you know, bleeding out for 17 minutes. Dental floss.
Wow.
I'm down on you.
Yeah.
Down.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever. My gums are great. No cavities. Your boy got an A+ today, but... I mean, stop asking me.
I thought you were going to talk about questions that dentists ask you while they've got metal devices in your mouth. I'm like, I can't answer you right now. You've got a metal device in my mouth.
And he's a listener, so he ran through a series of like, you know, do you think they're going to trade Polipsky? And he's like, I call him Polipsky because I have a friend named Polipsky.
It was like,
do that on purpose.
He does it
on purpose because he has a friend who has a name that starts with a P and ends with a ski, and so it's kind of his bit. Right. I don't think he does it like mean-spirited, but he asked me like 7 different times about, you know, are you sad that Clay? It's a series of, you know, mouth open noises. Yeah, anyway, tough. Dental floss, I'm down on.
Let me tell you what I'm down on. Podcast. Instead of you taught me this, just because you can do or say something doesn't mean you have to. But this one is directed at Sebastian Telfair. If you don't know who he is,
former high school phenom.
Yeah, out of Brooklyn, New York, cousin of Stephon Marbury.
Sure.
Just went on a podcast. I won't even name it. And the subject matter was the late, great Kobe Bryant. And this broke my heart. And he got into Kobe basically stepping out on his wife and having chicks. And I sat there and watched it like, why? How can you not, one, respect the dead, and two, is that all you got? Because he's going viral now with the clapback from everybody. But
sure,
can't you just, before the PSA, just think about who it might offend for your little 10 or 15 minutes of fame? But when you watch the energy and disregard of Kobe's family, that, because I'm sure that, like, it just bothered me as a human. Like, are we really to this point to where my man's not here to defend himself? And you don't give a rat's behind about just marring his name or his legacy. But kudos to you, Sebastian. And now he's on this tour of, I don't know what I did wrong. But it's like, we got to become smarter. And I'm throwing Draymond in there. You didn't do it to this degree. But just because you can say something, guys, don't mean you got
to
say
it. Well, I mean, respect the dead is one thing. How about respect his daughters who are still here?
That's just, man, that cut me, man.
Yeah, good for you, man. Well, yeah, that was.
Not to get too deep, but yeah, I couldn't believe it, man.
That's bad. Yeah. That's pretty gross.
All right, Jeff. Look at you.
Vacation for starting.
Yeah, both good, these guys.
And
yeah. Willie
and
yeah.
Mark.
Oh, yeah.
I got 4 hours you to do first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows if we'll even be alive by then?
Are they still using the pound, or are they full on euro?
Oh, euro.
In England?
They're euro.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they're euro.
The pound is not a factor.
I should check on that.
Okay.
You should.
And will you exchange money beforehand, or are you one of these guys who does it in the airport? Because you get taken to the bank.
And how does
do
that work right now, currently, our dollar there? How does that work?
I think we just pull it out of the ATM over there.
Look,
they do
that.
The conversion rate.
Can't you, or if you just use your debit card, doesn't it just kind of automatically happen? I think it just automatically happens now.
Yeah, okay. I think so too.
I've not been overseas in a number of years.
Frank just went to Japan. Yeah. He said our dollar goes a long way out there. Like, he was like, stuff is cheap out there. Goo.
That's 49er Frankie?
Yeah. He just went to Japan.
With his daughter?
Yeah.
So they watch any baseball games?
No baseball game.
Huh,
how's the conversion over here where you're going?
In England, he's asking
I
you.
I have no idea, Goo.
Right. He's checked out.
My conversion is bad. Groceries are expensive in Hawaii. They're very expensive in Hawaii. Yeah,
First ever opening ceremony all outside. I'm kind of into this.
Were you into the Snoop Dogg?
What will you give me for this?
No.
What are we doing?
I mean,
I love Snoop Dogg.
Does France not? Could we not have found MC Solar, who's a great French rapper? We got to go to Snoop.
These opening Snoop ceremonies. Dizzle. Have been insane.
I don't get it.
Oh, tell him,
isn't
Scotty.
It the Seine River?
I got it.
It's the
sand. I didn't.
Oh, please.
It's not the Seine River.
I Americanized things.
He was getting credit all show long.
And as a guy who wants to get names right, you want to get names right, and then you butcher France's number one river? You're a hypocrite.
Steiny got it.
That's an opinion that it's their number one river. That's an opinion.
It's definitely on Mount Rushmore.
All right, Chance.
Uh-uh.
No, seriously,
we'll
see you guys.
Where are you not working for the next week and a half?
You know what? 95.7, the game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.